otherwise we were going to lose some big contractors. It's just the way of the world right now.
Right. That is, unfortunate, but good for them, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a good program. As you know, we got a good team at DPW, and we don't fool around. We bring the cavalry in every time. We get the place cleaned up. So I think contractors appreciate that too. In some cases, with other municipalities, sometimes they want them, sometimes they don't. So then, when you really need them, they're not there. So I think it's important people understand that we've got to have the continuity with them in order to get them, especially the times when you really need them.
Right. We should probably remind folks, the first of many times we'll remind them about the parking regulations. This is a winter starting in an odd numbered year this year.
Yes, an odd year. Many ways.
In many ways, that's right. But
We have a lot of newcomers to the city that don't get that until the first storm, and the police come around, and we start towing cars. So
right. That
is a good reminder for people.
Yep, parking on the odd numbered side of streets during a snow emergency. I don't anticipate that'll be happening tomorrow, but we're getting closer to it.
Soon enough, that's
yeah.
Right.
The weather was just lovely for the tree lighting at the General's Bridge and Park on Sunday.
It was, and I know that, it's a busy city. West Quincy at the Brewers Corner area, Shea Park, and the Workers' Memorial. I know Councilor Pemluch and Councilor Mahoney had a tree lighting there, and I know down in Howe's Neck at the fire station, they had a tree lighting there, and I think Saturday night, Adam Shore had a tree lighting, both of those in Dave McCarthy's area. So the spirit is alive and well in Quincy.
Certainly.
But yes, the veterans event was very well received, Joe. I wasn't sure what we'd get for numbers, but I'd say we probably got 35 families of veterans who are currently serving who came and filled out a ribbon to have their loved ones on the tree. And the evening was beautiful. We had soloists sing the national anthem and a Christmas song. And we let them decorate the tree and coffee and hot chocolate and cookies, of course, in spirit of the season. But it went very well. It was well received.
The tree is enormous. How tall is that tree?
Well, it's a good-sized tree. And it's also not just tall, but it's got a very wide girth like your mayor. it's very full. And we thank the Hanson family from Hamilton Avenue, Montclair, for donating that. It was getting too big for their spot in the yard, so
okay.
We appreciate that. It's probably 30 feet.
Easily, yes.
But it's a good wide and full tree as well.
Yep. It makes quite a statement coming over the Paul Harold Bridge and the Walter Hannon Parkway. It really grabs your eye immediately.
It does look beautiful there. Yeah. Well, there's nothing around it, so it makes it stand out even more.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, the city is now decked in its holiday splendor and all the business districts.
Indeed. Yes, we have good employees. We also assisted by some outside contractors. And then, of course, we've got to keep them going. I mean, largely operation is done by our Park Division of the Natural Resources. But traffic parking and lighting, they have all the electricians. So they do all the connecting. They maintain the things because, the wind like last night, that'll have an effect on some of the lit trees. So they'll be out checking those today.
Sure.
And then we have had some outside contractors to help us because it's a yeoman's task. We've really grown this over the years, and the people love it. I think it's important to do because I think the families really enjoy it and love it. It's one of those things that makes Quincy a kind of special community to live in. So I thank everybody involved that works so hard on it.
Yeah. Speaking of, if we're talking about ceremonies, we should certainly not neglect today's 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Yes, indeed. We'll be meeting at Mount Wollaston with some of the dedicated veterans of our city. There aren't too many World War II vets left.
Yeah.
In fact, I should note that Bob Dole, he was quite a public servant, and he served his nation in World War II as well. But it's important to continue to remember. I know that there's a lot of discussion to these days about, the various theories and what we should continue to teach in school and not teach in school. And I think it's important for young people to understand the history because history repeats itself. We've seen that over time, over the centuries, and we should understand the sacrifice that people made. I mean, that was a clear evil versus good in the world at the time, Joe. There was no question about who was on the right side. And we had 425,000 Americans killed in World War II to beat back the Axis powers, who were evil, absolute evil. and they were responsible for the killing of well over 60 million people around the world.
10 o'clock this morning in Mount Wollaston Cemetery. We will have it live here on QATV as well for folks who can't make it.
Excellent. Yeah. It's a brief program. It's just enough. It makes perfect sense to do.
Sure. Seeing as we were talking about teaching, Mayor, can you maybe comment a little bit on some of the changes that are being made in the curriculum in the Quincy Public Schools?
Well, I think one of the fair criticisms on the curriculum was, you know, in some ways, the curriculum should perhaps more reflect some of the diversity we have in our city. You know, there are some great authors that could be African American or Asian American or, you know, we growing up, probably the books haven't changed in English classes in 50 or 60 years. So we're teaching obviously the same, you know, way in the sense of, you know, teaching kids to learn. And obviously reading is an important aspect of that. So that's one example, Joe, that I'm not talking about changing history. I'll never be part of that. And I'm not part of watering down history. But I think it's fair to say that for the population that we serve, for them to feel a little bit more comfortable, to have some more books, for example, in the program that would better reflect what their experience has been as well culturally. Mm-hmm. So we have work to do, but I don't think we should be throwing the baby out with the bathwater. We have an excellent school system. I think that it's time we settle back in and get back to basics, because I don't care what your cultural background, we're preparing these kids for the real world. And I believe we got to get back to the old basics of math and science and English and what the tools they're going to need in the real world, whether they're going further for education or whether they're going to the military or a career, the tools they need to get out and navigate the world they're going to live in. So there's a balance there, and I think we've spent an awful lot of time, and I think we need to get back to the basics. As I said, there's been a lot of distraction for these kids over the last couple of years between COVID and the social justice issues, and I'm not demeaning them or minimizing them. I think what has happened is important, and we need to move on with improvement based on some of the criticism and acknowledgments of some of the changes we need to make. But, we have an outstanding school system, terrific educators and leaders, and I'm getting a little bit worried, quite frankly, Joe, that much like what's happened in the police world, a lot of police retiring, I think you're going to see the next year or two an incredible amount of teachers retiring from the system because the demands on them are getting really crazy. And then now we're having trouble backfilling, or we will be having trouble backfilling these positions because, you know, it affects everybody. So every community is going to have the same issue trying to hire the best for the district. So it's going to be a challenging couple of years, I'll tell you. And I don't say that in a try to frighten anybody, but that's a reality we're dealing with right now as we face filling positions over the next couple of years.
Yeah. Will the Federal American Rescue Plan Act help with that?
Well, you know what? That provides money, Joe, but if the pool isn't there, it's no help to us. So the pool has to be there. And I'm very concerned about that, and not many are talking about it yet. But, I mean, the signal has been how we can't get substitute teachers, you know?
Well, it started with bus drivers, right?
Well, that's true. Yeah. I'm talking about directly in the classroom.
Yeah.
I mean, the economy has been adversely affected tremendously on all this stuff, so we got some work to do.
Do we know yet how the city will favor in the $4 billion-plus bill that's sitting on the governor's desk?
Well, we don't know specifically, Joe, but we know that it's going to be a help. There's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
$4 billion statewide is a lot of money. We have a lot of challenges and needs in the state. The other side is that the state coffers under the regular tax collection are doing very well. So I know this governor has been one of his top priorities is to be partnering with the municipalities because he was in local government, and our legislature and our legislators have done a remarkable job in trying to meet those commitments as well. So I think we're looking at a positive couple of years on local aid, but also the ARPA money to do some of the infrastructure and other issues that we face that, you know, there's never enough to do everything we need to do, but this is going to help quite a bit.
Yeah. I know that since we last talked, Governor and Lieutenant Governor both announced they are not running for re-election next year. Your reaction to that?
Well, I'm not happy about it, obviously. I'm disappointed, but I understand it fully. They've done 8 years. They've served well. And quite frankly, the last 2 years has been like 8 years politically in some ways. So I'm sure that took a toll on them. But I tell you, his poll numbers continue to be very high. I think people respect his work ethic and his leadership style. And we don't agree on everything, but he'll be missed. I appreciate his partnership with Quincy, but also his friendship.
Yeah, you were one of the first mayors to endorse him. Is there another endorsement coming your way from one of the
mayors? We'll see about that.
Okay. Appreciate your time, Mayor. Good to talk to you.
You as well. Thanks,
right.
Joe.
Yep, bye-bye.